now. Sweden arrest, eye on Syria. I'm Barton Eckert. An arrest has been made in Sweden for the driver who hijacked a truck in Stockholm, driving it into a crowd of pedestrians near a department store. Correspondent Max Foster is at the scene where four people were killed and almost 15 injured.
You can see all the damage done there. That's where all the forensic research is being done as well at the moment, as well as wider investigations. The country today really feeling as if their man is probably locked up, and they're trying to come to terms with actually what this means for the nation.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calling the U.S. airstrikes in Syria a measured step. Haley says the U.S. is prepared to do more to stop chemical weapons attacks. President Trump has said goodbye to the Chinese president after meetings at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, both sides agreeing to a plan to address economic issues. I'm Barton Eckert. The Trump administration has withdrawn a controversial request to unmask an anti-Trump Twitter account. Correspondent Jan Johnson has more.
Less than a day after Twitter sued the federal government to stop it, the company says Customs and Border Protection officials now have dropped their request for details that would help identify the user behind a highly critical rogue or alt-government account, one of dozens that popped up after the inauguration to masquerade as government agencies, some claiming to represent the views of agency staffers. With the withdrawal of the administration's request, Twitter now says it will drop its lawsuit, which argued a breach of free speech protections. Jan Johnson, Washington.
There's a four-way tie for the lead at the midway point of the Masters, Westwood One Sports. Kevin Kugler is at Augusta National.
Charlie Hoffman, Sergio Garcia, Thomas Peters, and Ricky Fowler, all at four under par.
I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning, I'm James Stanley. The National Weather Service confirming EF0 tornadoes touched down in Herndon and Joint Base Anacostia Thursday, and they may not be the only ones that touched down in our area.
The National Weather Service is looking into whether there were also tornadoes in Fauquier and Culpeper counties yesterday, according to meteorologist Brian LaSorsa.
We are down there taking a look at that damage.
He says the damage can tell them
whether or not it was a tornado or straight line wind damage, which we associate with a microburst, and that's basically area winds that come down with the thunderstorm itself.
Tornadoes aren't common here, but they
definitely can happen across this area.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Several cherry trees were uprooted when heavy rains and strong winds blew through the nation's capital. National Park Service saying on its Twitter feed that about a dozen trees were uprooted Thursday afternoon. Local news reports saying that a musician was booted off an American Airlines flight after the crew said that his cello posed a safety risk. John Kaboff of Virginia says he was taken off of his flight on Tuesday at Reagan National to Chicago after the crew said that his cello touched the floor and couldn't be strapped into the extra seat that he bought for it. Yes, he paid extra for a seat for his cello. How about a solution to parking and flooding all in one package? Well, that's where Council Chair Phil Mendelson comes in.
What this is a building a flood control project for the mall that would double as a parking garage underneath the mall for the times. Don't occur often, but they do occur when there is significant flooding on Constitution Avenue.
Now, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. We'll start in Maryland on U.S. 301 southbound, right around Leland Road. Police are directing you around a traffic crash on there. Watch for that. In Virginia, I-66 eastbound just before Highway 123. Only a right lane is getting by from a crash. Parade today, Constitution Avenue shut down both directions in the district. 6th Street Northwest to 9th Street Northwest. Just watch for the redirect. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunny today, high of 62 degrees. Mostly clear overnight heading into Sunday, low of 46. Mostly clear Sunday, lots of sunshine, high close to 70. Monday's high near 80 degrees. Looks like spring has sprung. Right now it's fair 41 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know. Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30 and again at 6:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9, Trading Up at 10, Financial Safari at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, The Retirement Key at 3, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crime before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
To find your locally owned and operated Cub Cadet dealer, visit cubcadetdealers.com.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685. Or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/CKCancer.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months, and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you with us. And obviously a lot to cover. There are overnight developments from Sweden on that truck attack that happened yesterday. We'll bring you the very latest there. We'll also talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about that a little later on this morning, our national security analyst. Of course, the president's move in Syria, we will look at that from a number of different angles. We'll talk with Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel and Washington Times. John Gizzi, we'll check in with John on the constitutional side of it. Some people up on the Hill saying the president didn't have the authority to do it. Well, he did, and we'll talk to John about that. Also, we'll get Tony Schaefer's read on that attack and the success of the attack. Now, President Trump, of course, is at Mar-a-Lago and has been meeting with the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, and we will tell you a little bit more about that this morning. But a couple of overnight developments that we'd lead with here from Sweden. They say now that the Swedish police have arrested a man who is likely the driver of the truck that plowed into the group of pedestrians and a store, killing four people. He's a 39-year-old man from Uzbekistan, and that's about all we know at this point. A spokesman has declined to comment on the Swedish media reports that the man is from Uzbekistan, but there are reports being circulated around Sweden that that is his origin. 15 people have been treated in hospitals for the injuries that they suffered in the attack. And very tragic situation in Sweden yesterday with four being killed there. Well, situation with Russia and Syria. What's next? We're going to talk about that this morning. Of course, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be headed to Russia this coming week. We've seen Nikki Haley at the United Nations. Very strong words for Syria and Russia. And we'll just have to see how this plays out. But the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, testing Donald Trump, probably shouldn't have done that. President with bold, aggressive action, I must say. I got to tell you, I'm watching the folks on the Hill, and Senator Tim Kaine gets on, and he's kind of whining about it. And it's like, well, this should have been debated and by the Senate. Now, the Senate's going to be out of here for 2 weeks, right? Spring break. So we wouldn't have had any action on it until they got back. And they would have talked about it for a while, and then they would have divulged the entire plan to the Syrians. And who knows how many more people would have been killed between now and the time the Senate got to debate it. So Tim Kaine, still sore that he's not the vice president at this point, get a life. The president took action. He had the constitutional authority to take the action he did. He didn't declare war. He did a surgical strike. He has the authority to do that, according to many, many experts. So just because you're a Democrat, you don't have to disagree with everything on the planet, including things that make sense. Police. And Hillary Clinton blaming everything. What? Now she's blaming it on misogyny as to why she lost? Did you hear about this? We got to get that clip on for you a little later on this morning. Amazing what's going on out there in the world. We will get some comments from President Trump here shortly, some of the tape from Mar-a-Lago with his meeting with the Chinese president. We'll get to that a little bit later on this morning. How about the Senate confirmation of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court? Another brilliant move by the Democrats, right? Now they have given up the filibuster. The nuclear option is in effect. So when there is a Supreme Court justice vacancy next, and if the Republicans still have the Senate, gee, Democrats, you can't filibuster it. That was a really smart move. You knew they were going to steamroll you. So why didn't you just hold on to the filibuster rule so you could make a big stink next time? No, let's be partisan. Let's be stubborn. Let's do everything we can to make sure Donald Trump fails. Brilliant. Now, when there's another Supreme Court vacancy, if there's a Republican Senate, guess what? Trump get his pick. Smart move. Or am I missing something here? Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a staffer. I'm not on Capitol Hill. I could have it all wrong. Maybe I'm just a layman that looks at this stuff from the outside saying, really? I don't know. Anyway, we're at 6:13. It is the Saturday morning update, and we're going to do a quick check of the traffic and weather for you.
Big parade scheduled for today, so they've got Constitution Avenue both directions between 6th and 9th completely blocked off in Virginia on I-66 eastbound just before Highway 123. That's exit number 60. We've got a few left lanes taken out there from a non-injury crash, but it's a good bang-up, though, so they're going to have to get a couple of wreckers out there, and that's going to take a few minutes before they get it pushed over. And on Highway 301 in Maryland, southbound right around Leland, we've got an accident there reported. No big delay, but the police are directing you around the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, we're looking for sunshine with a high of 62. Overnight tonight, back down to 41. For tomorrow, sunshine high to 69. Sunday night's going to be chilly down to 50. And then Monday, real nice on Monday, of course. Sunshine with a high 78. Right now in D.C., it's 37 degrees, but a little breezy, so it actually feels like it's freezing out there. And I can tell you from personal experience, it certainly does. We're heading up to 62 this afternoon, and it's 6:15 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We mentioned that we would be talking with John Gizzi, Mercedes Schlapp, Tony Schaefer. We're also going to be talking with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. And very interesting strategic moves the Democrats will be making for their upcoming midterms. Where are they looking for votes? Well, Jennifer will tell us about that. And also this morning, we'll talk with Cheryl Atkison and talk with Cheryl about the revelations about Susan Rice. And, of course, Cheryl Atkison, the victim of surveillance as well from her days at CBS. And you may or may not know about her laptop being subject to hacking and surveillance. And we'll get the latest from Cheryl. That just drags on. Litigation they're dragging on. And also we'll look at the situation with sanctuary cities with Cheryl this morning. So plenty to cover on the Saturday Morning Update. How about Devin Nunes? Okay, finally he steps down after liberal groups file complaints with the Ethics Committee. So Devin Nunes is criticized for, being political, talking about evidence maybe that he should not have talked about. Well, isn't Adam Schiff doing the same thing? Schiff has politicized this equally, if not more, than Devin Nunes. Adam Schiff keeps talking about evidence that he's seen. Well, it's grand jury material, maybe not trial, but there's evidence there, but then he can't specify. And is there really evidence there, or is this a smokescreen? It's time for Schiff to step down, too. So if Nunes steps down and takes the Republican politics out of it, if Adam Schiff were to step down and take the Democratic politics out of it, maybe we could have a legitimate House committee investigation, just as the Senate is doing. I don't understand how Nunes is the evil one, but Adam Schiff's pulling the same stuff, and he's all hunky-dory. I don't get that. Another congressman up there saying people are going to jail. Where's the evidence on that one? Let's see the sound. I think it was Castro. Let's see this guy, this Democratic congressman on, I think it was CNN the other day, and, people are going to go to jail. Where's the evidence? Everybody talks about Trump never has evidence. Democrats have any evidence of all this stuff? We'll see. Maybe if we all just kept our mouths shut and waited for the investigation to be done, might be a better planet. My mouth being kept shut as well. This strike on Syria, the efficiency of the way that was handled, the missiles, the pinpoint accuracy, how they missed the chemical weapons stash. They were able to not hit the chemical weapons stash, clearly avoiding civilians. The idea that the United States reportedly gave Russia a heads up of about an hour, so we didn't hit any Russians. And reportedly, the Russians didn't tip off the Syrians. Now, Russia is suspending the deconfliction program that we have. That's the channel that we use to make sure that our jets don't get tangled up with their jets in Syrian airspace, that kind of thing. That's also the channel we reportedly use to give them a heads up, right? So what do you expect Russia to do? I mean, there's going to be a lot of bluster and, what are they going to do? Say, Donald Trump's great. We're going to abandon Assad. Of course, they're not going to say that. The question is, and what we'll find out, or maybe we'll never find out, but what Rex Tillerson will find out is when he goes over and he sits down with his pal Vladimir Putin, what's really going on? Is Putin really shoring up Assad internally? quietly, behind the scenes, what's the story? Of course, you always have the, you know, what you put out to pacify your base. We all know about pacifying the base, don't we? That's what Putin was doing. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how this plays out. But what a smart strategy. Go in, very, very tempered response, an appropriate response. And even a number of Democrats were in support of it. Not all of them. Of course, you're not going to get them all to. But a lot of people in support of how the president handled it. I thought it was brilliant that he did it quickly. He contacted key members of the Congress, in spite of what some of the Democratic talking points are. He did call some people. Just because he didn't call you, don't get upset about it. Okay? He called the important people. He didn't call you. He called Ben Cardin. Okay? He got the call. It's because you didn't get it. No, I mean, seriously, with all the leaks and with all the big mouths and with all of the congressmen and senators racing to be in front of the cameras, all have gone to the Charles Schumer school of get me in front of a camera. So if Trump had called everybody on the Hill and said, hey, I'm going to strike Syria, do you think maybe Syria would have heard about it? Do you think maybe that would have leaked out? Is it really that hard? Is it really that hard to understand logic? I don't know. I wonder how Kim Jong-un is feeling over there. He's not pulled the trigger on any missiles this week now, has he? I don't think so. I haven't seen anything on the wire this morning. Last time when President Trump was having dinner with the Japanese Prime Minister, Kim Jong-un hit the button, right? He didn't hit the button when Xi Jinping was having dinner with Donald Trump. I don't know. Maybe he's run out of missiles. Maybe he's saving it for Saturday night. Saturday Night Live in North Korea. I don't know. But point being, maybe Kim Jong-un says, this guy might do something about my missile launches. Maybe I should think twice about the next time I push the button. I don't know. We'll see. 59 cruise missiles. Actually, 60 fired. One of them didn't make it. Pretty good. Only lose one out of 60. Two ships. Amazing. It's just, you know, it's nice to see the military in action, people supporting it, a smart move, a strategic move, a successful move. Reassuring to see that with all of the politics and all of the bluster and all of the criticism of the administration and all of the roadblocks and hurdles that have been put up for this president. He has a Supreme Court justice. And he has a very, very solid win when it comes to foreign policy and a move in national security.
Wall Street's great at selling you things that Wall Street wants you to buy. Some advisors are really good at selling you products you may not need. At the Wise Investor Group, we're different. We're not salesmen. We're your financial partners with an interest in what's important to you. For wealth management professionals who work with you to plan your future, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The big screen stores big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model-year big-screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The Big Screen Store's Big Closeout Blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the Big Screen Store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Daniel Murphy.
They can't catch this one. See you later.
Made the most of a series sweep in Maryland.
Murphy launches one.
Connect. Nationals, Phillies. The series continues tonight at 6:30. The Nationals.
Home run!
Swept St. Louis early last season.
Blew it by him with 96.
Frame the game. Nationals, Cardinals. The series starts Monday night at 6:30 on Messin.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. This is Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina. My car needs an oil change.
We do have 5 quarts of Mobile One Synthetic for $29.99.
That's a great price, right?
It's a pretty good deal.
Sounds good.
It will protect your car in all seasons.
Hey, you know your stuff. Why do British singers lose their accent when they sing?
I'm sorry?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Now get 5 quarts of Mobile One Full Synthetic or Mobile One High Mileage Motor Oil and a Mobile One Filter for just $29.99. See store for details. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
626 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we did find the time to get this clip in. This is Representative Joaquin Castro. He is from Texas. He is talking with Wolf Blitzer. Now, he's a lawmaker, all right? He's a congressman. Remember the sort of the whole principle in American justice that you're innocent until proven guilty, right? Just keep that in mind as we listen to the words of Joaquin Castro.
My impression is I wouldn't be surprised after all of this is said and done that some people end up in jail.
But at this point, you're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail?
If I was betting, I would say yes.
Representative Castro, I will take you up on that bet. How much do you want to put down on it? Let me know, and we'll go for it. All right, it could be one of those friendly bets. You know, you get me a couple of pounds of Texas barbecue. We'll get you some Maryland crabs, whatever. I'll take you up on the bet if you want to go there, okay? I mean, here we go. Let's convict some Trump associates without a trial. Why don't we do that? Let's put some spin on it, fellas. That's the world we live in.
Birds are all chirping. Geese are all flying. It's that time when thoughts turn to warm weather car buying. Still will those bright drives of summer turn stormy and blue when the lender sends bills that scream, pay what is due? But with a Commonwealth One drive-through summer car loan, you'll get rates so low it'll make all other lenders groan. And with no payments for 90 days, this decision's a snap. It's no wonder those other car loans are crying all
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 84 months. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Guess there is such a thing as a free ride.
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
It is good to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update. And coming up, Jennifer Harper follows the news here at 6:30. Also in the next half hour, we'll be talking with Cheryl Atkinson. Very interesting story on the surveillance going on out there. And on the sanctuary cities, we'll talk with Jennifer about some of the Republican poll numbers as well as what the Democrats have in mind as to where they'll be getting votes for the midterm. John Gizzi coming up right after the 7 o'clock news this morning. We're going to talk with John about the president. at Mar-a-Lago with the president of China. Also, Neil Gorsuch. Confirmation. We'll get John's take on what's next in the Senate. And we'll also be talking with John Gizzi this morning on the whole topic of the president and the authority to take that strike in Syria. Tony Schaefer's coming up. Of course, he's our national security analyst here on Saturday mornings. And we're going to talk with Tony about the strike in Syria. And we'll get his latest read on the Stockholm terror attack. And then Mercedes Schlapp will join us from the Fox News Channel. We're going to be talking with Mercedes about what's going on in the administration. Was there a momentum swing this week with the administration? And we'll get her read on that as well. So stay with us. Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
It's 6:30 on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning. I'm James Stanley. Authorities have arrested a man on charges that he inappropriately touched seven girls at the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History. Court documents show 35-year-old Devin Foote was arrested this past week on Tuesday and charged with five counts of second-degree sexual abuse and three counts of assault. Celebrity chef Jose Andres has settled his dispute with the Trump Organization after backing out of a plan to open a restaurant in Washington's Trump Hotel. Andres Think Food Group and the Trump Organization issued a joint statement on Friday saying that the lawsuit had been settled. The deal's terms, though, are confidential. Several cherry trees were uprooted when heavy rains and strong winds blew through the nation's capital. National Park Service saying on its Twitter feed that about a dozen trees were uprooted Thursday afternoon. Local news reports saying that a musician was booted off an American Airlines flight after the crew said that his cello posed a safety risk. John Kaboff of Virginia says he was taken off of his flight on Tuesday at Reagan National to Chicago after the crew said that his cello touched the floor and couldn't be strapped into the extra seat that he bought for it. How about a solution to parking and flooding all in one package? Well, that's where Council Chair Phil Mendelson comes in.
What this is a building a flood control project for the mall that would double as a parking garage underneath the mall for the times. Don't occur often, but they do occur when there is significant flooding on Constitution Avenue.
Now, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. The Cherry Blossom Parade is today. It's going to be a lot of fun, but it's going to be a headache for drivers in some cases. They started coning off Constitution Avenue from 7th to 20th Street early this morning at about 3 o'clock. Most of those closures are going to last from 10 this morning till 1 in the afternoon. The parade runs from 10 to noon. On US 301 southbound, right around Leland Road, police are directing you around a traffic crash on there. Watch for that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunny today, high of 62 degrees. Mostly clear overnight, heading into Sunday, low of 46. Mostly clear Sunday, lots of sunshine, high close to 70. Monday's high near 80 degrees. Looks like spring has sprung. Right now, it's fair 41 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Can you believe we get paid for this?
Driving around,
seeing the sights,
meeting new people,
and making them smile.
Well, let's not forget, you also have to crawl through attics,
and dig through sheds,
and carry awkward sleeper sofas,
and heavy refrigerators,
and copy machines down from the 28th floor.
All that fun, and we even get paid for it.
I'm glad you guys like your job.
Brian, working at 1-800-GOT-JUNK isn't really a job, exactly.
Well, if it's not a job, what is it?
It's what we do to make a difference.
Tell me about your perfect day.
It starts when you say to the customer,
all you have to do is point.
And then we make the junk disappear.
People love that.
Yes.
And then what happens?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Hey, this is Larry O'Connor, and if you're serious about selling your home, then you have to call my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team has been named a top team in the D.C. metro area for 4 straight years, according to the Wall Street Journal. Sarah and Debbie and their team sold 254 homes this past year. The average agent sells about 3. What that means to you is that Sarah and Debbie have more resources. Your home is exposed to buyers and will sell faster and for more money due to their exclusive home buyer system. Fact is, Sarah and Debbie have over 5,500 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money on average, and will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds Team at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper is with us. She, of course, writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
So the Democrats are already looking ahead to 2018, and what do they have in mind when it comes to a possible source of votes?
Well, you know, there might be a hidden resource for the Democrats, and that is Trump voters. I think the Democrats are beginning to understand the actual power of the 63 million grassroots folks who stood up and decided to be counted during the election last year, and they are, loyal, heartland, the stalwarts, all that kind of stuff. And the funny thing is that, as we all know, they fooled the news media, they fooled the Democratic Party, the pollsters. No one expected President Trump to win, but he did. And all of a sudden, it's dawned upon the Democrats, my goodness, well, perhaps we can woo them over to our side. And of course, that would make a lot of sense because 2018 is coming up very quickly. And I think in a lot of the news media coverage, you're seeing the Democrats trying to undermine President Trump as much as they can and see who they can pick off, see if there are any disenchanted Trump fans out there. But strangely enough, how about this? There is coming from the New York Times. Everyone knows columnist Nicholas Kristof. He just wrote a story, an op-ed, a column, whatever you'd like to call it, called Be Nice to Trump Voters. Now, think about that. This is what he writes. He says, one problem with the Democratic anger is that it stereotypes a vast and contradictory group of 63 million people. We simply can't write off 46% of the electorate. He writes, again, this is Nicholas Kristof, and about hating Trump voters themselves, he said, it leaves the Democratic Party more removed from working class pain. And this is kind of a cautionary tale here. It's an interesting op-ed. If you get a chance to check it out, you might want to do that, because Mr. Kristof is pointing to the fact that Trump voters are a possible resource for the Democrats, not only in 2018, but also 2020. This is what he has to say. By all means, stand up to Trump. This is what he's writing to his readers. point out that he's a charlatan and resist his initiatives, but remember that social progress means winning over voters in flyover country, and that it's difficult to recruit voters when you're simultaneously castigating them as despicable, bigoted imbeciles. That is what Mr. Kristof says. So, he makes a point, and so I think you're going to see a change in the Democrats trying to woo over some of the Trump voters.
That'll be interesting. So how are the Republicans feeling out there?
Well, let's talk about something pleasant. We've all had a very long week here, very hair-raising week for some folks. And let's just get back to some really basic things. I'm going to quote you a cheerful Gallup poll. It's kind of a happy finding for the Grand Old Party. They find that 92% of Republicans are extremely, that is their word, extremely proud to be an American. Things are not as fervent among the Democrats, though, I'm afraid. 67% said that they were proud compared to the 92% of Republicans, and 73% of our independent friends are also feeling proud to be an American. But the 92% of Republicans, this has been a very consistent rating over the years, Gallup says, and sounds like the Democrats are kind of flagging now, and they certainly, the pollster blames the decline in Democratic pride to the election of President Trump, of course. And they say, historically, the Democrats' patriotism appears to have been susceptible to considerations such as which party occupies the White House and how the U.S. is faring internationally. But Gallup also reports that Republican patriotism has been consistent over time. So just something to think about. Patriotic Republicans still hanging in there.
Well, there could be some interesting movement in some of these numbers after the reception that President Trump's action received around the world. Very, very strong support from a lot of people for what Donald Trump did.
Well, it was indeed a political and cultural moment all at once. Everybody held their breath, and I think maybe breathing a sigh of relief now, perhaps.
We often talk about musical artists and whatever happened to so-and-so, but what about some of the political candidates?
Yeah, let's talk about some of these candidates lately. Very interesting. There are a lot of people out there who obviously are not done with politics yet. I just want to talk about a few of them really quickly. And let's talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger out there in the lovely Golden State. He is definitely kind of a hybrid statesman, and he keeps on interfering in politics. I don't know if a lot of people know, but there is the Schwarzenegger Institute out there at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. And just this week, our ex-Terminator actor staged a big summit, had everyone there from Houston Texans defensive end J.J. Watt to CNN host Van Jones, quite a few people. But anyway, also this week, Arnold revealed that he felt that John Kasich should run for president again. And we've talked about this before, that Kasich is definitely not done yet, but Arnold went as far this week as to formally endorse John Kasich for 2020. He calls him an extraordinary guy. He's a man of substance. He's worked in Washington. He's worked in local government. He's worked in statewide government. He went on and on. He has vision, Mr. Schwarzenegger says. It almost sounds like he's envisioning a Kasich Schwarzenegger ticket going on here. And, of course, at the end of the month, John Kasich has a brand new book coming out called Two Paths, America Divided or United. That's arriving on April 25th, and he intends to reclaim the America we love and hold so dear. Sounds like he's borrowing a page out of the Trump playbook. But anyway, something happening there with Arnold Schwarzenegger and John Kasich, and let's move on to Mitt Romney. How about that? There's a report out there that he is going to run for the U.S. Senate seat in Utah. This is according to McKay Coppins, a pretty smart guy over there at The Atlantic. He says Mitt Romney is actively exploring a return to national politics, but we're not quite done yet. Also on the roster is Carly Fiorina. She was in town this week at a big summit, gave a very well-received speech, and she has revealed that she's very interested in running for the U.S. Senate seat in Virginia. So all the folks that were up there a couple of years ago, they want to get back in the spotlight.
Baseball is back, and there are some new menu items at the stadium?
Yes. Gone are the days when it was just popcorn and hot dogs and all that kind of stuff. In fact, most of the major league stadiums around the country get a lot of food reviewers in there trying to figure out who's got the best eats around the nation. And certainly The Eater, which is TheEater.com, very big foodie site, and they sent some of their folks out to 9 different stadiums around the nation reviewing all the food. And of course, they sent someone to review the food at our own national stadium. And I just want to, above and beyond all the hot dogs and stuff they could normally get, this is what is also on the varied menus out there at the stadium. Let's start with chicken fried steak sandwiches with country sausage gravy, marinated chicken kebabs with rice, open-faced chicken and waffles with bacon, pork belly bao buns, Belgian-style French fries, crab top tater tots, Old Bay chicken wings, Italian sausage burgers with caramelized onions, potato peppers, and provolone cheese, hickory-smoked baked potatoes, and bourbon, cinnamon, and babka-flavored ice cream. Hmm. Also, there's ice cream flavored with black and white cookies if you're from a certain area of the country, you know what those are. So that's what's happening out at the baseball stadium. Again, another cultural moment. It'll cost you when you order up all these things, but I think it's worth a shot to see what's on the menu in baseball land.
Bon appetit. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, Rick.
6:45 Saturday morning update. Up next, we'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson on surveillance and on sanctuary cities. Stick around for that, but first, traffic and weather.
Crews started putting cones out this morning on Constitution Avenue from 7th Street all the way to 20th. It'll be a bit of a headache for drivers, but a lot of fun for spectators. So watch for all of the folks in the area. The parade ends at noon, so they should have all of those cones removed, though, by about 1 o'clock. That's a work zone on I-95 in Maryland, southbound, right around the Highway 200 exit. A couple of left lanes are taken out there. You're going to have to stay to the right. In Virginia, watch for a crash on 95 southbound just before Center Point Parkway. They do have it all off on the right shoulder now. It's just onlooker delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, sunshine, high 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 41. Sunshine tomorrow, up to 69. Sunday night, cool, down to 50. And then on Monday, look for sunshine with a high of 78. Outside now in D.C., 37, and we're heading up to 62 this afternoon, 6:46 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to be joined each week by Cheryl Atkinson. She hosts Full Measure Sunday mornings, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Lot of attention this week on Susan Rice and revelations about surveillance. You have some history with surveillance, which we will get to in a minute. But first, what stands out to you about the revelations about Susan Rice and surveillance?
Well, I look at patterns, and we already know that there is a pattern of unprecedented surveillance, and some would say spying on private citizens, whistleblowers, even members of Congress under the Obama administration. And if you put together a timeline of the revelations that we know about, as revealed by Edward Snowden in his documents, as uncovered that the government did to Associated Press, to a Fox News reporter, and so on, I believe it's a look at the patterns is what we have to see. And that is, again, unprecedented surveillance attempts that many insiders in the intel community believed were inappropriate under the Obama administration. And it may have happened under other administrations as well. But we have definitive information and knowledge about what happened under the last administration.
Well, you have been a victim of surveillance, and it goes back to 2011. For somebody that may not know the story, is there a way to encapsulate it in several paragraphs so people have some background on what's happened with you and where you are now?
Well, I'll try. I mean, before we knew any of this, before Edward Snowden and the revelations about journalists being spied upon, I was approached by two different people in the intel community with relationship to the intel community who told me that I was probably being surveilled because of my reporting work at CBS News, including Fast and Furious and Benghazi and other controversies. And it sounded crazy at the time because we didn't know this was indeed being done. But long story short, I had forensics exams conducted on my computer. There have been four conducted now, but CBS News eventually confirmed that there had been remote intrusions of my CBS News computer by unidentified third parties. And my forensics experts found evidence of software proprietary to a federal government agency that was in my computer, along with planted classified documents and software that had been in there for quite some time. We can tell when they planted it. We can tell when they tried to erase their tracks. And again, I filed a lawsuit against the federal government, which is working its way through court now.
And there was a development this week on that, correct?
Well, in the last couple of weeks, you know, this has been moving very slowly, but in the last couple of weeks, a federal judge denied the Department of Justice's motion to dismiss the case and assigned our case to Eastern District of Virginia out of D.C. It was filed in D.C., but they think it belongs in Virginia where I live. But the case is being allowed to move forward.
Sanctuary cities, much debate across the country, and you focus on the show tomorrow on Full Measure. You focus on Portland and what is happening in Portland after Donald Trump's crackdown on sanctuary cities.
We visited Miami a couple weeks ago for a piece where they changed their mind and decided not to be a sanctuary city because of the threat of loss of federal funds. Portland is one of the cities digging in their heels, doing the opposite, saying they're going to keep it up and then some. So Lisa Fletcher talks to people in Portland for us who are don't think it should be a sanctuary city, and she talks to people who do think it should be, including one illegal immigrant who was shielded precisely because he's in Portland, even though he committed an additional crime in the United States. So we'll hear both sides of that story.
And on the topic of illegal immigration, you're actually talking with Senator Ron Johnson about a case that is very, very important to us here in the Washington area.
Yes, he's head of the Homeland Security Committee. And he's getting involved in trying to get some answers on the case of the 14-year-old in the Maryland school who was allegedly raped by 17- and 18-year-old illegal immigrants who were in the ninth grade with her. You know, Ron Johnson read about that and immediately fired off a letter asking for some answers to see the files belonging to these students that were allowed in school. And so I did an interview with him as to why he thinks this is reflective of larger problems in our country.
Often when we hear about guardianship programs, we think it is for the benefit of a person that is in need. But you look into the topic tomorrow, and you find that that may not always be the case.
There are so many complaints about guardianships. I probably get one or two letters a week that somehow make it to me with these long stories of family members who say that their loved one's fortune or small fortune has been spent down by for-profit guardianships, that they've been appointed guardianships against their will, that the family's been separated from the loved ones. We decided to take a look at one case where some members of the family differ with others. This is often the case. But their mother was appointed into a guardianship against her will. She was declared incapacitated. And her life savings has been drained down fairly quickly in a short period of time. And we just talked to the families about how this can happen, and it can kind of happen to anyone. I mean, in some states, your gardener can take you to court and declare you incapacitated and try to have a guardianship appointed. And once you're in the system, it doesn't matter whether you have a will or a trust or other protections, the guardian has control over this money and can spend it on their services, can spend it on their legal fees, defending their position as your guardian. It's pretty shocking.
Now, is this something that a family member could keep a much closer eye on, not realizing that there could be this abuse?
Well, once the guardian is appointed, the family member often has no say-so, little to no say-so in the process. So once you turn it over or somebody turns this over to a guardian, you know, sometimes you're out of luck. A lot of families think, oh, we're bringing in a third party because we can't agree on who should take care of mom. And then they're shocked to find once they do that, they're sometimes separated from their loved one and they have no say in the money. They have no say in the decisions made, you know, for mom, what doctor she sees. And then every time you call the guardian who imposes all the rules, it's $150 an hour, $300 an hour that your loved one is charged for anything that, you know, everything and anything must go through the guardian. And then they are charged for the service on top of it.
That is tomorrow morning on Full Measure. It's ABC 7 at 10 o'clock and also airs on News Channel 8 several times throughout the day. And a reminder that Cheryl's new book, The Smear, how shady political operatives and fake news control what you see, what you think, and how you vote. Comes out June 27th, and I'm really looking forward to that, Cheryl.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that, Rick.
6:54, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Hear what Hillary said this week? That's next.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
From one parent to another, did you know that kids who have two obese parents are 80% more likely to risk childhood obesity? 50% more likely if it's one parent that's obese. So if mom is healthy and you aren't, EMP will turn that statistic around. Doesn't matter what your age, doesn't matter how much you need to lose, it's never too late. Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I am down 30 pounds now. Let me tell you about my wife, Meredith. Now, this past week, she was down another 4 pounds, and wow, does she look good. Meredith is targeted to be at her empowered weight soon. Actually, we both are. It's so much fun doing this as a team. Summer's right around the corner. Imagine how it feels to be comfortable again in your skin. There's still time to shed the pounds and love the way you look in your summer clothes. A whole new you. Now's the time to make it happen. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
6:56, Saturday morning update on WMAL. The autopsy continues. Democratic loss in 2016. Hillary Clinton's back out talking. This just cracks me up. She has yet to take any responsibility for losing. Maybe she was a bad candidate. Maybe she had a team that misjudged where they should be putting their resources the final weeks of the campaign, instead of some of the key states, which were tighter than they thought they were. Nah, they were sending her other places around the country. Is that maybe why she lost? No, here's why she lost. This is what she said this week.
The outside intervention, the combination of the Comey letter on October 28th, WikiLeaks, which played a much bigger role than I think many people understand yet, had the determinative effect.
Ah, no, it wasn't the way you ran your campaign now, was it? Now, that's not it. I mean, she did say there was yet another reason, and this is even better.
Certainly misogyny played a role. I mean, that just has to be admitted. And why and what the underlying reasons were is what I'm trying to parse out myself.
Okay. The definition of misogyny, according to Merriam-Webster, a hatred of women. I don't really think that that's what cost her the election. I really don't think that's what cost her the election. Whatever. But denial, 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 denial. It is 6:58. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Coming up 7 o'clock, we'll talk with John Gizzi right after the news, and we're going to take a look at the president's authority on that strike in Syria. Also, the latest on the presidential visit with the president of China. That's next.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.